Case number 9705, Beazer Homes, west of Road 285, south of Reservoir Drive, being Lot 212, Phase 1, within ridings of Rehoboth Development. They're seeking a variance from the front yard setback requirement, 1.6 tenths of a foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback. I'll swear to both of you at the same time. State your full name and address, sir.
Steve Donald Engel, 11634 Worcester Highway, Shell, Maryland.
Stephen Brodbeck, 36860 Janigan Drive, Frankfort, Delaware.
You swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct, the best of your knowledge?
I do.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
For the record, my name is Jim Fuquay. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown. This is a request application of Beazer Homes for variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback requirement. This is for a new home that's being constructed on Lot 212 in a new residential development known as the Ridings at Rehoboth. It's located a little bit west of Five Points near Lewis. Beazer is a builder in the development. There's two builders in there. Beazer is one of the builders building homes in the new development. There's a survey that was submitted with the application that I'll be referring to. Basically, what happened here is Beazer actually had the home staked out before they began construction. They began construction. The foundation was completed. A partial framing was completed. And Beazer, as a matter of practice, when they've completed a foundation, they have the basically the layout rechecked for compliance with the ordinance. When it was rechecked, that was when the problem was discovered, that there was a violation of the front yard setback. Construction was stopped immediately. They didn't go any further after it was discovered, and it has remained stopped since that time. And basically the cause of it, as best it can be determined, is that there was a discrepancy in the two measurements between the site plan right-of-way and the computed right-of-way. And if I can explain that, if you look at that survey that was submitted, you can see that there's a slight curve on the front left side of the lot. It's a very slight curve inward. And if that line had gone straight across, as originally was laid out on some of the plans, this would meet the 30-foot front yard setback. But with that slight inward curve, that left portion of the house is 28.4 feet from the front lot line, resulting in a 1.6 variance request to cover that discrepancy. You can see it's just the very front of that one section of the left side of the house. Now, as far as the variance standard is concerned, there's somewhat of a unique situation here because of this very slight curve on the front of this lot that, as I said, there was some discrepancy between the layout and the computed right-of-way. So it's a bit of an unusual shape. To use the foundation and the framing that has already been constructed, we need a variance. The other option, of course, would be to cut off or remove 1.6 foot section of the foundation and the framing, which obviously would just have to be destroyed and removed. So any benefit of doing that is, I believe, outweighed by the cost of doing it. The builder in this case did everything, I think, that is reasonable. They had it laid out basically by their engineers and surveyors. There was a measuring error that was made. It was not self-created, and they did stop construction once the error was discovered. This is a new development. The variance is not going to alter the essential character of the area. It's really not an obvious type of variance, and I don't think I don't think from seeing this you'll even know that it's closer than the rest of the homes. So there's no detriment on uses or values or the appearance of the house. And the 1.6 feet is the minimum amount that's needed in order to remedy the situation. That's basically what happened. Gentlemen, for the record, is everything I just said true and correct?
Yes. Correct.
Okay. And that's really everything we have to present other than the questions you might have.
Okay, thank you.
Is there a septic system in the rear? Is that the system of choice or no?
You said
it's a community gravity wastewater system
in the back.
No, there's nothing in the backyard here, though. I guess I just can't help but wonder why you squeezed it so far up to the front anyway when you got so much within the building envelope to the rear of the house. You know, why not take 3 feet and be safe?
Mr. Burrell, I understand your question. I've asked that same question, and my experience has been, for some reason, when people hear a setback, they take that 30-foot or whatever it is, and that becomes the building line. And it seems to be where people build things. Although we know that's merely the minimum. You can certainly be further back, but I think, as you know from experience, most homes seem to be built right on the property line.
That seemed to be the uniformity in the development?
Yeah, the visual look down the road there, and I went out there and looked at it, you really don't see anything. It doesn't stick out. It doesn't interfere with any visual sight. There's an intersection up there, and apparently the lot was just jimmied a little bit, or the property line, to make up because of the way it approaches the intersection. But, again, it's such a minimal change in that lot line, I really don't know what effect that had, but that was what caused the problem.
When the property was staked for the building, was there just a straight line pulled from corner to corner? Or?
Yeah, I think the original was a straight line. Is that how it was laid out?
That's correct.
And the gentlemen that are with me, Mr. Engel and Mr. I'm sorry, are neither Vista design or Beezer, I believe, have been here before you before. They're both apologetic to even be here, and it's not reflective on how they normally do things. So that's, as I said, I've explained how it happened, and that's all I can tell you.
Okay. Thank you.
You expect the normal two-foot overhang, if this variance is granted?
You mean for roof line?
Yeah.
The architectural of that particular roof is probably more like about 14 inches or whatever, which would be above, which is a two-story home.
Okay. Okay. So your answer is?
The overhang, that would be the total buildable envelope of the house.
I'm just talking about your gutters. You know, your gutters are overhang. You're only allowed 2 feet, and I don't want you to get in trouble if they grant this to you.
Correct. Yeah, that would be the total required building envelope.
Okay.
Thank you. Are there any further questions? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills? Is there no further questions? Or are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has addressed all the standards for granting a variance sufficiently. I'd make a motion that we approve case number 9705.
Have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 9705. All those in favor of the motion, give you your voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
Okay.
Case is approved, sir.
Thank you.